Hi, my name's Ty Wolf, and I'm the head cross-country coach for the Heartland College Hawks.
We have got a new program starting up in the fall of 2020, men's and women's cross country. Welcome to Heartland Community College, Coach Ty Wolf. You're not new to the area, but a lot of people might know you as an educator. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. I've been blessed to lead, coach, and teach for the last 12 years in this area. I've been, just for the last few years, I've been coaching school superintendents and school principals on school improvement and district improvement. Before that, I was a superintendent for 12 years, 1 year at the lab school at ISU, and 5 years down in Hayworth.
So you've been in our area a little while yet.
Yeah, what a great area.
So we have a little interesting side story here. We'll be co-workers at Heartland, but this is not the first time that we're working together. You were actually my high school cross-country coach.
I know, and just a couple years ago, too.
Just a few. Yeah. Exactly.
So we had some great years back at Quincy High School, 1991, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
And you were one of two girls on the team with seven boys.
Yes.
You were quite the brave lady on that team.
It was always interesting in cross country, especially in our community where the team was fairly small. The boys' team and the girls' team always traveled together. And so it was like having like seven brothers. Annoying and fun and annoying.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you know, and like a brother, and this is the great thing about cross country and running, you develop those great relationships. I mean, when I came to Bloomington Normal the first time and saw you at Fleet Feet, I believe it was. I knew instantly it was you, but I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Coaching at Quincy High and teaching there, those are some very fond memories for me. And the squad was about nine kids.
Yeah.
And then over the next few years, we grew the squad to about 50, I think, for about 3 years in a row there.
It was quite a growth there for a while.
And so, fun fact, I still keep in contact with about 15 of the runners.
Very cool.
We actually got together last Christmas in Quincy and went out to dinner.
Oh,
it was kind of fun at the Abbey there. So
I don't get to Quincy as often as I would like because, you know, once we moved away, I don't have any family there. But it's always interesting to kind of go back and see a town with a different set of eyes, like after you've been gone a while. So Yeah,
in the running. Yeah. It's a little different in Quincy than Bloomington Normal.
Yes, it is.
A little hillier along the bluffs.
It was funny. Just yesterday, I was going out on a bike ride on the Morton bike trail with some friends, and I actually said to my friend, you know, I grew up in a river town. There were hills everywhere. I grew up running these hills. I've lived in central Illinois for a number of years now, and all of a sudden, I can't do anything but flat as can be. Like, I lost all my hill strength.
For sure. I know what you're saying.
So, yeah, it doesn't take long at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, you obviously have a coaching background, but now that you're being charged with launching a brand new program, that's quite a different thing. What are you excited about?
Well, you know, I guess I'm excited just about the idea of having a cross-country program here at Heartland. We have such a great local talent base of runners and great running coaches and dedicated running stores and running clubs. I think this is a great place to run. And for a student that wants to pursue their passion in running, I mean, what a great affordable and value proposition to do it right here at Heartland College.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be joining the programs that we already have here, which is baseball, softball, and both men's and women's soccer. And then we're also adding some other programs at the same time. We're adding cross country, so they'll be joined by some golf and volleyball. So we're really growing the programs here.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for kids and, you know, I think for parents as well, you know, because, you know, if you can go to school for a year and it's going to cost you, you know, $4,000 or less or even if you're coming in and getting an apartment, $17,000 or less, what a great value proposition.
Yeah, and to be able to continue to do the sport that you love, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So starting a new program also is going to come with some challenges. What are you thinking is going to be some of your bigger challenges in the next year?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest challenge is just going to be getting the word out there that we have a program, it's going to be a really viable alternative for kids, and that they can come to Heartland and they can experience college and experience a good quality cross-country program and continue to improve. My philosophy on coaching and training really hasn't changed. I mean, I've always felt, you know, you run for fun, and so we're looking for runners that love to run, and you run for your personal bests. And then the third thing is, you know, you learn those life lessons that can help you be successful in life. And the things that work with running are going to work in the classroom, and they're going to work in your career when you get out there in the workforce as well.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they think running and cross country, they think of an individual sport, which it is in a lot of ways. You know, nobody can do that race for you. But it is such a team atmosphere. Like, you've got kind of a second family when you run with a team sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have people encouraging you, and you have people that are helping you when you run into, you know, a rough spot in a race or in a practice, as you know.
I recall a couple of those, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the challenge, you know, is just to get that word out there that this is going to be a great program and it's going to be a great alternative. And so, you know, my goal is to get out there this fall and meet with as many high school coaches as I can and get out to the high school cross country races and talk to runners and get them to meet me and see me, and we can talk about the program. And we've already started to put some things up on the website about what kind of runners we're looking for. And when we do those things, I think hopefully, you know, people are going to see that, man, this is a place that I want to be and I want to continue my passion for running.
So you kind of hit on this a little bit, but one of your big tasks coming up is going to be recruiting. And this area is really ripe with talent, especially in the running sport. So kind of what are your thoughts on how you're going to start this recruiting process?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we're going to do, I've already started to do, is meet with some of the high school coaches, you know, just to, again, to get the word out, put some information up on the website. I want the coaches to know that, you know, we're going to have a real balanced program, but there's a lot of things that we can offer kids. And, you know, I mentioned that I was working with school principals and school superintendents. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I've been doing with that is working on peak performance type things. So we talk about what is optimal physiology. We talk about the psychology and building a...
That's a big part of it, too, the psychology. Yeah,
absolutely. And building a strong culture, you know, mm-hmm. within your team and having an environment that people are really out there striving to be their best selves.
Now, some of our listeners might not be familiar with cross country, especially at the collegiate level. Can you talk a little bit about what cross country is and how it's maybe different from the sport that people might be more familiar with, which is track and field? They see those every 4 years at the Olympics, and they kind of know that. But cross country doesn't enjoy quite as high of a comfort level with people.
Sure, yeah, exactly. The big difference is cross country is run completely on grass, and it can be run on terrain that can be either flat or hilly. And the other big difference is the races are a lot longer. So for women, it's a 5,000 meter race, which is a little bit more than the 3 miles that they run in high school. And then for the men, it bumps up to an 8,000 or 10,000 meter race, which would be about 5 miles or 6.2 miles.
Okay. So yeah, that's a bit further than a lot of people are probably used to running.
Just a little bit.
And throw in some of those fun hills, and it just even more fun.
Yeah, it's just more challenge. And again, that's where, you know, that, like you talked about earlier, the psychology becomes even more important, and, you know, the mental toughness comes into play. And so, yeah.
Speaking of where you run, you're really at the beginning of your process here at Heartland, but any ideas on a home course? Are we talking about that yet?
Yeah, you know, we are looking at, so first off, one of the things, kind of a hidden gem here at Heartland, is we have a 1 mile mowed grass path around our lake out here.
We do,
which it's about 10 foot throughout, so that's a very great place, to train. And we're looking at possibly being able to extend that all the way down around the corn crib and back. And if we could do that, we'd have a nice 2 mile loop, which then would allow us to have a home course right here on campus. But there's races at Maxwell Park. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, we could look at some different options there as well.
Yeah, we're actually kind of in a pretty good area for this kind of thing, because we've got a lot of land out here on our campus. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'd be great. So we talked a little bit about the athletes that we're looking at coming into our program. Obviously, they have quite a history of running experience. Let's talk a little bit about the Weekend Warriors for a while, which is kind of what I've become. I tell people I used to be a competer, now I'm a completer. I'll finish the race. I'm not going to win it anymore, but I'll finish the race. How can someone get started on a running program, even if it's just for fun or fitness or whatever?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I think everybody, you know, running is such a great thing to do just for your health. Mm-hmm. And so I would say if you're out there thinking about starting to run, I think probably depending on your age and your health, probably going to your doctor first just to get a general checkup, mm-hmm. you know, is always a good idea. But then I always say just start small. Mm-hmm. Maybe go out there and try to jog for a minute and then walk for a minute and just kind of repeat that 5-10 times. And then when you feel comfortable doing that, add another minute of running. So, you know, you just do that slowly and before you know it, you're running, you know, 20-30 minutes and starting to feel a lot better out there while you're doing it.
Yeah. It's amazing how quick that happens, too. People think, oh, I couldn't do that. But, like, you get 3 or 4 weeks into it and you're like, gee, this was so hard for me 2 weeks ago. And now just doing, like, the 5 minutes, you know, that's not a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that you've heard this before, but the hardest thing in running is just taking that first step out the door.
Absolutely.
You know, putting your shoes on and getting out the door.
For me, it's the first step out of the bed in the morning. Like, if I can get out of the bed, like, it's golden after that. But, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Rolling over and saying, yeah, that alarm went off a little too early this morning. I think I'm going to put it off. Yeah, that doesn't turn out well. Yeah, same idea. Like, getting that first step out the door is always the hardest. And a lot of times, a lot of people that I talk to will say, I just tell myself, I'm just going to go out and go for 5 minutes. And if I feel like stopping, I will. And then usually they go further.
And I think, you know, when you look at the research on productivity and developing habits, we know that it takes about 3 weeks of consistently doing something, and then mm-hmm. it just becomes a habit. You just get in your head that you're going to do it for 3 weeks, and it may take some mental energy, but then once you start doing it, it does become easy. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's what you develop those good habits, right?
I will say I never regret it after I've done it.
No, that is the funny thing about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, funny thing, you know, just kind of a side note, we're not getting into the physiology of how you train cross-country runners.
Right.
But one of the things that cross-country runners do at the collegiate level is do morning runs, mm-hmm. I know you know that.
Remember those, too.
And, you know, so the morning run is just the same deal. And I always tell my runners, okay, I don't care how far you run. I just want you to run a half mile.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, once you get out there and you run a half mile, then you're going to say, like, well, I'm not going to just turn around and run a mile. I'm going to go do 30 minutes or
something. I
just
warmed up. Now I'm feeling good.
Exactly.
I'm getting into the rhythm of things. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. So let's say you've been running for a little while. Maybe you've knocked out a couple 5Ks, and now you want to either get faster or tackle some longer distances. How can you get to that next level with your running?
Yeah, I mean, that is a great question. And so, you know, I'm still running myself. And one of my running goals, bucket list, so to speak, was to break 3 hours in the marathon.
Nice.
So just kind of to your point, I had a goal. I wanted mm-hmm. to get faster. So what I did is I went out and I found a coach.
Okay.
And actually, I think you probably know him, Matt Littleton. He was one of your teammates back in the day. So Matt's coaching at Virginia Wesleyan University now. So Matt's my coach. So he does a program for me. And
some role reversal there.
It really is. But, you know, having a coach, that's your accountability partner. Mm-hmm. That's the person you can talk to about workouts.
Yeah.
If you're feeling bad, you know, that could be someone that can kind of give you a motivator talk and get you fired up. Mm-hmm. So Matt's my coach. So I would recommend for anybody out there to, you know, look into finding a coach.
So it seems like you're doing this long distance with your coach. So if somebody is wanting to get a coach to maybe take them to the next level, they're not completely restrained to a geographic area anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we talk on the phone and it's great. I mean, it's great. Yeah. Share training logs via the internet.
What, have you picked out a race yet that you're going to make your goal?
So I'm going to run the Indianapolis Marathon this fall. I ran it last fall and ran 3:09.
Nice.
Qualified for Boston.
Sweet.
So then I'm going to run Boston in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Yeah, big year. So we're blessed in this area with a lot of resources for runners. Can you talk a little bit about them for maybe those folks who are thinking, maybe this is something I want to get into?
Yeah, you know, we have two dedicated running stores. Both Fleet Feet and Often Running have a lot of very knowledgeable folks that work there and can give people some general advice, get them started, hook them up with other runners, maybe people that can help them, you know, to the next level of where they want to go with their training. We have several running clubs in town as well. I mean, certainly the best known is the Lake Run mm-hmm. Club, who we have just great races in the community. Yeah. This is truly, again, I'm so excited to have the program at Heartland because this is just a great place to run.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And we even have our own 5K here. I don't know if you've been told that yet, being such a new person.
Yeah.
October.
I have heard.
Okay. If we have some folks out there listening thinking, I want to get going to running, we have a goal race for them, the Heartland Hawk 5K.
That is perfect because it's about 14 weeks away.
Yeah, it's in October.
Yeah, they could be in great shape by then.
And last year, our president, he ran it for the first year because he's a new president, and he set out a little challenge for our students. Any student that beat him, he refunded their entry fee. So I don't know if that's going to happen again this year, but get some fun things happening at the Heartland Hawks 5K.
Wow, that's what a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good incentive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a pretty fast runner. So I think only four or five people got their money back. So.
Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So what other information do you have already about how our program is going to take shape in the fall of 2020? Anything that you've kind of already started deciding? I know it's super early in the process, though.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we're going to do, I mean, we're going to really focus in on taking our runners where they're at mm-hmm. and helping them improve. Okay. And so we don't know how fast our runners are going to be. We're going to recruit runners, and we're really not going to turn anybody away. So we're looking, again, for people that love to run and they're willing to adopt a running lifestyle. We're looking for runners that, you know, want to come to school to get a degree and will graduate. We're looking for runners that really want to improve on the four P's of peak performance. So their physiology, their psychology, their personal productivity, and really personal development. And so those are the kinds of kids we're looking for. I'm just really excited. I'm just kind of crossing my fingers, and I'm going to do the things that I can do, which
right.
are go out and contact kids and coaches. And if you're listening to this and you're interested, please go to our website and email me or call me, and I promise that I'll give you a call back.
Sounds great. We got a lot to look forward to in the next year.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. A lot of work ahead for you in the next 12 months, though.
You know what? This is my life's work. This is my passion. Mm-hmm. I love working with kids. I love working with runners. And, you know, really just that whole idea of personal self-development, that's right in my sweet spot of what I've always done as a teacher,
yeah.
coach, or administrator.
So we have some area community colleges not too far from us. Are we going to be running against anybody that we would recognize?
Oh, sure, yeah. Probably the best established program in Illinois, in the central Illinois anyway, is Danville Area Community College.
Oh, okay.
And they've had several All-Americans,
wow.
and their team has gone to nationals several times.
Great.
So our goal will definitely be to be competitive
yeah.
with them. There's a whole bunch of other junior colleges. I know Joliet Junior College, Spoon River, ICC, they all have programs, and they'll be on our radar as well.
Great. Is there anything else you want to add about our new program or running or getting into running that we haven't talked about yet?
I would just like to thank the administration here at Heartland and the board, you know, for allowing the program to get started here. And I feel so honored that I've been selected to lead this program. And I'm just really excited and looking forward to doing a great job. And hopefully, you know, we can be having another conversation in a couple years about all the success that we're having.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to it. Men's and women's cross country coming to Heartland Community College in the fall of 2020. And what's that athletics website that people can check for more information?
Just go to the heartland.edu website and look for the cross country program.
Thanks so much, Ty. We'll be looking forward to watching your team compete in another year or so.
Thanks, Reagan.